I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state has the second highest percentage of outbound moves in the nation. That's according to the 42nd Annual National Movers Study, which tracks migration patterns. The primary reason people leave Illinois is a job, followed by retirement, family, lifestyle, and health reasons. New Jersey leads the nation in population loss. The study shows Vermont is the most popular destination. In other news, the Corrections Department reached a milestone at the end of December when the prison population fell below 40,000. That's the lowest level since the mid-1990s. Dave Olson is a criminal justice expert at Loyola University. He says the drop is partly because police and prosecutors are focusing more on gun crimes and less on nonviolent offenses like shoplifting.
It's an example of where you kind of drill down, you can see that some specific changes in specific jurisdictions is having a system-wide impact in terms of how many people are in prison.
Olson says 14% of the prison population drop is attributable to fewer drug arrests in three Chicago police districts. He also says there's been a measurable drop following Cook County State's Attorney Kim Cox's decision to raise the bar for prosecuting retail theft. Meanwhile, lawmakers approved a plan to help communities send fewer people to state prisons by expanding treatment programs for parolees. Sarah Jesmer has more.
Adult Redeploy is a state funding program that supports alternatives to incarceration. People on parole can get treatment for issues that might have led them to commit a crime. As of 2019, Adult Redeploy treatment programs are open to nonviolent and some violent offenders, instead of only to those with nonviolent charges. Lindsay LaPointe has worked with Adult Redeploy. She says the goal is to reduce Illinois' recidivism rate.
And I see this adult redeploy law change as a baby step in that direction.
LaPointe encourages law enforcement in places without adult redeploy to consider participating.
It will enable you to be better at your jobs and help people in your community truly rehabilitate.
The program started under former Governor Pat Quinn. I'm Sarah Jesmer.
A group of African-American veterans is seeking donations to save their longtime Chicago chapter hall from tax debt. The Montford Point Marine Association operated out of a building in Englewood for 35 years. The group's members include World War II vets and vets from subsequent wars. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As Congress prepares for a new session, the federal government is now nearly 2 weeks into a partial shutdown. Here in southern Illinois, non-essential operations are shut down at places like the Shawnee National Forest. This is part of what you hear if you call their headquarters in Harrisburg.
Hello, you've reached the Shawnee National Forest Supervisor's office. We are not in the office at this time. We are on furlough due to the lapse in federal government funding.
Non-essential services are also closed at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. Workers associated with law enforcement, cybersecurity, and natural disaster response are still on duty at both the refuge and the National Forest. The U.S. General Services Administration says the status of offices within the Paul Simon Federal Building in Carbondale is based on each individual agency. Conservation groups say federal agencies' removal of website pages during the shutdown violates policies and hinders public involvement in decisions related to fossil fuel development and wildlife protection. Taylor McKinnon at the Center for Biological Diversity says shutting down the websites and public comment portals isn't consistent with federal policy.
The standing policy for the Department of the Interior is that these websites are supposed to remain active during shutdowns. They have a policy that's very clear. It suggests that there was a deliberate effort here to actually take these sites offline.
Groups are asking the administration to immediately reactivate the Interior Department's portals and extend dates for current public comment periods. I'm Jennifer Fuller.